This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Linda McMahon. How are you, Linda?
I'm terrific, and thanks for being here.
And Linda was the founder and CEO of WWE, and now is starting a really exciting venture that any women listening into this, it's going to give a way to elevate your career much quicker. So let's start talking about WWE.
WWE or WLL? Which one do you want to go? Women's Leadership Live?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to talk about...
You want a little walk down memory lane?
No. I want to talk later about World Wrestling,
okay,
which was iconic, that you did, also ran for senator as well. Let's jump right into Women's Leadership Live.
Fantastic.
So there was an evening near Christmas, 2014. A couple of you were getting together. What happened in that conversation?
Well, I have two co-founders with me for Women's Leadership Live, Debbie Saviano and Stacy Shefflin. And Debbie comes from a background of being a school principal. And when she left being a school principal, she wanted to reinvent herself. She dove into all of the new media areas and became an expert in LinkedIn and social media. Stacy was a former Ford model. She started her company, YBF, which is Your Best Friend Cosmetics. She is one of the top sales products on Home Shopping Network. First started at QVC, now it's on Home Shopping Network. And so the two of them actually came up with the concept of Women's Leadership Live because they'd been to a lot of these different conferences, you know, et cetera. I never had been because I was involved in building World Wrestling Entertainment during that time frame and really wasn't aware of glass ceilings or the kinds of perhaps other situations that women executives who were climbing the corporate ladder faced, because I was a founder and an entrepreneur and my husband and I started our company. So at any rate, Debbie and Stacy came to see me with this concept and idea because Stacy and I were friends. They wanted to run it by me just to see what my reaction was. Did they have a good plan? Did the business plan look good? What did I think about it, just to give them my reaction? So I think they had a 30-minute scheduled appointment with me in my office here in Stamford, Connecticut, and they came and they stayed all day. And by the time they left later in the afternoon, I said, not only do I think this is a good concept, but I want in. I want to be part of what you're doing.
So what is it that they said that took you from not knowing about it, you're going to review this, into I want in?
Part of it was their absolute unbridled enthusiasm and passion for what they were doing. And because they had attended many of these kind of conferences during their professional career, had sought the kind of advice and leadership that we are giving through our conferences, they really knew more than I did about the need. When I was running for the U.S. Senate in Connecticut, it was the first time I encountered that women really needed this kind of support system and this networking system, because they were reaching out, they were aspiring to move from the C-suite or the middle management up to the C-suite. They were entrepreneurs who wanted to start their own business, but they didn't have any, I call it, wind beneath their wings. And I became more aware of that when I was campaigning and what women really were looking for, which is no different than what men were looking for, really, but they suddenly were facing it themselves. So what Debbie and Stacy talked to me about was, look, there are all these women. There are plenty of organizations that are out there that are doing this, but there aren't enough. Because even though women are 51% of the population and make 80% of the purchasing decisions, they're really still not looked for at the valuable asset that they are.
So what exactly is WLL?
Women's Leadership Live is a company that we formed that holds conferences, live events, one-day events, boot camps, to give women the skills that they need to be successful, ever how they define success. So our conferences, come and share to be different. Come to the different kind of conference that we're going to have in Salt Lake City, because ours is more interactive.
Okay, so there are lots of conferences. When you say yours is more interactive, how?
Well, for instance, at our last conference in Irving, Texas, Bob Sercosta, who is one of the fathers of the home shopping network industry, first at QVC, not Home mm-hmm. Shopping Network, we did a little bit of a takeoff called the Dolphin Tank. And we had women there who were pitching their products and their ideas for their companies. Bob met with them. He narrowed it down. We had a contest.
Oh, really?
We voted. They then came and pitched. And the winner then went on to have an opportunity to be on HSN under the new program American Dreams, which Bob hosts and founded. And if they go on to be successful, Women's Leadership Live participates with them in their success on Home Shopping Network. So that's a clear difference. That we not only taught them how to pitch their product and pitch their company, but pitch themselves. One session that Bob held was, how do you pitch yourself for a promotion or a raise? We videotaped them beforehand. Bob took them through their course. It was just one, you know,
How many people are in a meeting like this?
We had about 200 in ours. We want to keep it intimate so we can really have good interaction with our audience. And probably in Salt Lake, we're looking to have about 250, so it'll be about the same. We have Kevin Harrington is one of our keynote speakers in Salt Lake City, and he is known as the father of the infomercial. And he is going to bring some of that same expertise and knowledge to this group of women and allow them also to pitch, some of them, and one of the breakout sessions. And so I think we're going to have some fun, but they walk away with something. They walk away with good tools. They walk away with good ideas and the groups that they've been in, the sessions that they've had.
What's the website if someone listening in wants to learn about this?
Women'sLeadershipLive.com. All one word, Women's Leadership Live.
No apostrophe on the women's.
No.
W-M-E-N-S. Great. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Linda McMahon, and right now we're talking about a new venture, Women's Leadership Live, which is having significant impact on America. So talk about, what is the real problem that you see? I know, to me, there's only 26 Fortune 500 CEOs who are women, which is completely ridiculous, considering the proportions and the value they could add. What is, when you learned about the whole glass ceiling, you were already a CEO, what did you learn that the current situation is?
Too often, and I found in talking with many other women, women are a little more reluctant to toot their own horn, you know, to talk about their success. And they have to be more confident in doing that. Now, that's not always the case, but there is that element sometimes that women don't put forth who they are. They want to figure it out more. I mean, sitting in a CEO's chair, and I would perhaps have opportunities for advancement for a position within the company. And there would be those who would come in and tell me why they thought that they should be put in that position. And almost without fail, women wanted to know, well, tell me exactly, you know, what is it that I really need to, you know, to hone in on, where I can sharpen my skills, how can I bring what I've got to the table, because I really want to do the best job and I want to make sure that I'm going to give you the best of everything I have. A man could come in, on the other hand, and would sit down and just say, I got this. I know exactly what you need. I am ready to take this on starting tomorrow. My whole background has prepared me to be here and do this, and I'm ready to launch and go forward. He may have clearly no more idea than the woman I've just interviewed would, but he comes in with more confidence, and he's ready to go.
And you've witnessed that?
I've witnessed it myself. And so you realize that women sometimes maybe just need a little bit more coaching. And I have to truly say, it's not just on the women. There are often not opportunities that are given to women that might be given to men, because it does tend to be sometimes, you know, the boys' club. Coming from an industry that is very male-dominated, you know, you could understand how that happens with the boys' club. I'll give you an example. I went to a marketing meeting when I was the CEO of WWE. And I was the CEO, and I went with our chief marketing officer, who was this 6'3" Italian fellow that went with me. When I walked into the meeting, someone came up and started asking him questions about the day, and he said, well, you know, I could answer that, but you might want to ask my boss, who's the CEO, Linda McMahon. The assumption was that he was the CEO.
That is fascinating. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Linda McMahon. We're speaking about Women's Leadership Live, and when we and that's womensleadershiplive.com. When we come back, we're going to learn more about Linda.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Linda McMahon, and we were just talking about Women's Leadership Live. The website again for that is?
Women'sLeadershipLive.com. No apostrophes. It's all one case.
And who is it best for? Who should go there?
Women who are finding out a little bit more about themselves, women who want an opportunity for networking, women who are, some of whom are very accomplished, but they are a little bit stuck as to where they want to go from middle management up to the C-suite level, or women entrepreneurs who are starting out in business. And because what we found, even though that sounds like, wow, you're trying to hit too many people all at one time, it's really not, because a lot of the very same skills that you learn in these kind of conferences can fit into each of those areas, because you're learning about yourself, you're learning what your strengths are, you're learning what your weaknesses are, you're learning where to go for financing, you are learning how do you best pitch yourself, and it really shores up, you know, your confidence by women who have been in different businesses and who are going to speak to their particular, you know,
so
professions.
So did you have a mentor yourself, someone who really helped you along the way?
You know, my husband and I, Vince McMahon, started World Wrestling Entertainment, just the two of us. And we really didn't have mentors. I think we mentored each other as we were growing and building the business. But we, you know, we just learned along the way, made a lot of mistakes. We went bankrupt one time and lost everything. And when I tell that story at one of my Women's Leadership Live conferences, they're going, wow. I mean, our house was auctioned off. Car repossessed in the driveway. I mean, it was back to basics and starting again. And so I think what we want to let women entrepreneurs know by those kind of stories is it's okay to fail, but you have to take some risks in order to fail.
How did you have such great success when you started from nothing with your husband, you go bankrupt, and then you build one of the great New York Stock Exchange companies?
Well, I think you have to have a work ethic, you know, unparalleled. It's, you know, it's 24/7. It's a lot of sweat equity. And it's a little bit of lady luck. It's having a product that is part of America's pop culture. You know, professional wrestling goes all the way back to the days of Abraham Lincoln. It's just part of America's pop culture. And so being able to take that product and grow it and to distribute it and to have the corporate philosophy every day that your job description was to put smiles on people's faces.
And what is it you're proudest of that you did?
Wow. I don't know if I could pick one thing I'd be proudest of at WWE, but I think the fact that you do want to put smiles on people's faces. And how did you do that? You entertained them. You gave them a great product. You gave back to the corporate community through a program that I started with Special Olympics or with the Young Library Association to get kids to read all across the country. I'm passionate about education, which is why I was very happy to serve on the State Board of Education in Connecticut for almost a year until I ran for the Senate. So very happy about the social programs we put in place, clearly about the success of the company to take a company that Vince and I started sharing a desk in our basement to today is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. You know, and seen, I think it's in over 25 countries, 45 countries, and translated, no, many more countries than that, translated in to 25 languages, over 100 countries it's seen in.
And any main philosophy on leadership that you developed in growing the business to that point that carries with you today,
yeah,
what you're doing in women's leadership?
My number one philosophy for leadership is leadership by example. So if you're not willing to do it yourself, how can you show others how to do it?
So you have to learn everything.
Yeah, I did. I learned an awful lot growing a business from the ground up. But, I mean, leadership, example by leadership is sometimes small things. Sometimes it's being the CEO and walking down the hallway and stopping over and picking up some trash that you saw in the hallway. And other people see you do that. Or they can see you from that perspective. They can also see you standing up in front of hundreds of people when you are pitching your company to investment bankers as part of your role as the CEO and presenting a company that's traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Or sometimes I actually even performed in the ring. So there were pay-per-view in the millions watching around the country. So you take those skills and bring them over to Women's Leadership Live to have an overview with my partners as to how we're structuring this company to reach more and more women who come to hear what you have to say because they want that next little kernel of information. They want that next little stepping stone to get where they need to be.
What is it you hope to accomplish with it?
First of all, we'd like to grow our conferences, you know, to be all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're just starting out. But the end result, obviously, of reaching out to touch so many women is that they then have that support net under them that they feel that they can go forward, or they walk out of there going, I've got tools that I didn't have when I came in here.
So if a CEO hears about this, is there anything they can do? Does this work within their organizations, or is it strictly public classes?
No, we're very willing to come into companies as well and conduct some of these sort of what we would do in breakout sessions. And we've done it once. We did a small meeting at Bell Helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas. They were one of our original sponsors, but we actually came into their company. And the vice president who actually brought us in for this conference and helped push the sponsorship through, Lisa Atherton, said her goal is to continue to find more women engineers who want to come to work for, like, Bell Helicopter. She said, we don't have, you know, that C-suite group of engineers and technical people, you know, with women, and it's proven that women are so good at it.
Yeah, so, and when you, they really come, have a vision for America, I can,
yeah,
say.
We do. And I mean, you know, it's even about, there's more STEM courses, you know, that I think now being offered, you know, to girls, and we want our program to eventually get younger.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are reaching down, because we've had mothers who have said at our groups, geez, I wish you had something like this for our daughters, because they have to start younger to build up that confidence level.
Two quick questions. We only have a minute and a half left. Time flies when you're having fun. We are with Linda McMahon. And first question, what did you learn from the Senate? And then I'm going to ask you what you learned from working with your husband, because few people can successfully pull that off.
Boy, in a minute and a half.
Now it's less than a minute and a half.
Running for the Senate, I learned that you have to have a great deal of confidence and a thick skin to run for public office. I wish I'd been elected, because I think I would have really made a good senator. Working with my husband, he and I really had such different skills. I enjoyed administrative structure, finance, and all of that reported to me at WWE. He was the driving force, the marketing genius, the creator of the product that's there, because if you didn't have that, you know, you wouldn't really have anything for me to do. And I often said to Vince, look, I said, it's people like you who make the world go round, and people like me who keep it spinning on its axis.
There you have it. Final note, what is the website for Women's Leadership Live?
Women'sLeadershipLive.com.
Linda, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Hage. How are you, John?
Great, Robert. Great to be with you.
And John is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA, which I believe is the biggest school system privately in the United States.
We probably are. We're the largest charter operator in the country, or at least one or two. But we have 70,000 students in 76 schools starting this August. So we're proud to be a part of, and in seven states across the United States.
And we're going to, later in the interview, you'll hear about a fascinating background he had of all sorts of things, like working in the presidential area in politics. He was a Green Beret. But before that, I want to start off talking about education, what's wrong, what's right in America. I know right now we're something like 17th in reading and 32nd in math, and it's not for lack of spending. I think we spend something like $810 billion.
Yeah, we're the highest spender per student in the United States, in the world, except for maybe like Switzerland. And when you really look at the amount of money we spend per student in the country relative to the results that we get among the OECD countries in the world, the top tier, we're really getting amazingly poor results. And that shows up right now in competitive ways where we're losing standing on new patents. We're losing standing when it comes to new innovations. A lot of stuff is happening in countries. They'll send their kids to our schools, right, in many ways, and take back the knowledge to other countries. But the problem really isn't at the somewhat at the university level. It starts really in K-12. And K-12 schools, especially public schools, have really got to change who they are and how they work. 60-plus million students in this country, 90% of the kids go to public schools in our country. So we have to start with that because that's where the majority of students are going to get their education.
So what is really your vision for education in America?
I believe that everything is better through competition. Nothing ultimately is going to have its most efficient and effective result for any consumer, in this case parents, having students and kids needing a great education, if there's not competition. An educated parent is the best way to start with a great education system. Because if that parent understands that they have choices, if they have a great private school, a public school, a charter public school, maybe a home school, maybe an online school environment, they're now in a position where they become more educated about what's working, what's not. And that student, if they're not fitting in with an environment, if something's not working at a school, they have a different choice. And that's what we have in every other place in America, right? There's nothing that we don't get to go and look at every day and say, is this working for us? Whether it's something we buy, something that we use as a service, we get choices. Why shouldn't we have great choices in K-12 schools so that parents are in a position to customize their child's education for what's best for them?
Let's talk about the fascinating emergence of Charter Schools USA. Now you've 76 schools. 1996 legislation. Talk about what you were doing then and what really gave you your original inspiration to start Charter Schools USA.
Well, I've always really had a deep love for our country. Sort of a patriotism. I know it's not cool to talk about it anymore, but just this old-fashioned sense that our country is the best country in the world ever, right? From the beginning of time, this is a unique, exceptional place. And as a young Army Special Forces officer and
Green Beret.
And Green Beret. I really felt like, I had the privilege of defending our country, and now I have the privilege of being a part of trying to change education in our country. So it starts with this sense that education in America is actually the unique factor that no matter where you come from, how much money you have or don't, your ethnic background, your religious background, doesn't matter, that education should be the one place that every kid gets an equal opportunity. So I like equal opportunity. I can't guarantee equal results, but we can give every student that opportunity. So Charter School USA is really a result of when I started working for a foundation for Florida's Future, where Jeb Bush was actually the founder of that before he became governor, and he inspired me to help work on ideas around charter schools, and I helped work on that original idea and some of the legislation around that and getting it started in Florida. And before I knew, I fell in love with it. I drank the Kool-Aid, I say. And after that, here I am building a business that I can really believe in.
There are a lot of entrepreneurs, probably hundreds of thousands, listening in who want to grow businesses. It it doesn't happen by magic. There are obstacles. What were some of the obstacles you faced starting Charter Schools USA, and what did you do to overcome those obstacles? You could just talk about one if you want, the major obstacle you had, and what did you learn from that?
Yeah, we've had tons of obstacles. This is one of the hardest business models I could ever imagine building, because not only are you trying to build something that actually gives great results for parents and ensures that their child is doing better in your school than in any other school, but you're also having to make it work economically and then politically. Can you imagine, Robert? We're actually, there's people out there that spend their entire time fighting against these kinds of things. They oppose school choice. They oppose the idea that parents should have options. They oppose the idea of competition. They think that really basically wherever you go to school is based on where you live, and that zip code should decide where you go to school. So one of the biggest obstacles I've had is politically working against sort of entrenched adult interests that have had a control over this monopoly of education for the last 150 years in our country that really don't want competition. They don't want to have to put themselves in a position where the school district or their school is having to compete with a new school opening up nearby where the students might leave their school and they have a choice now. And they don't have to come out of pocket for $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 a year because this is a free public school, but it's run in a way that's private-like. So they get that benefit, and I think that's really one of our biggest obstacles is I've had to fight a lot of political battles and continue to fight them where the adult interests are being challenged and having to make sure that we continue to focus on what's best for students and convincing political folks, convincing lots of folks out there that this is good for kids, and what's good for kids is what we're about in education, not what's best for adults.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with John Hage, who is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA, the largest school system, I believe, privately held in the United States. Let's talk about the economics. What is the difference of your model and the other models?
So a traditional public school gets tax dollars from state and local taxes. Your property taxes oftentimes are a part of that. Some states use sales tax in there, whatnot. And let's say on average, an average public school gets $10,000 a kid. And at the end of the day, that helps pay for the building. It pays for the students going to school with the teachers and the administration, etc. A charter school oftentimes gets several thousand dollars less per student. We have to go through a political process to get approved. We're given maybe a 3, 4, or 5 year charter, which then allows us to go out and open that school. Oftentimes, that school has to outperform the traditional public schools near it, or else they shut it down after 5 years. So the entire model is based on performance and accountability. It's also based on doing more with less. So we actually get a little bit less per kid in funding, yet I have to really outperform the other schools near me, or else there's really going to be a process of trying to shut these schools down. Not every charter school that opens up does a great job either, right? These are innovation ideas. Some of them fail, some of them. So there is an experimentation process here as well. But generally speaking, the business model has to work because you have to produce something better for less, which is the consumer, which is those parents. So the way I look at it is this way, Robert. At the end of the day, taxpayers deserve to have value for their money. They are paying high taxes in most every place for public education. And yet, oftentimes, they're not getting a good result for the money that they're putting in. A charter comes into the market and really gives those taxpayers an option, does it for less money, sometimes as little as 30% less. I, in Florida, for example, get about 70 cents on the dollar. So while they're getting $10,000 a student station, I'm getting about $7,000 a student station. I've got to take that lower amount per money, per student, and I've got to produce a better outcome for students or else I go out of business.
And I know there was a statistic. Administration usually costs about $2,036 per student, and you're at $1,425. How do you cut administration that much?
Right. So the whole idea is that if we have less money, right, and I have to get better results, I obviously have to build a better mousetrap, right? I have to have a model that's doing more for less. So we start with the overhead. I mean, you know, it's just obvious, right? I mean, you don't, any CEO listening
and
knows.
And you only have 20 seconds left until commercial break.
Okay.
So we'll come back.
That's right. But the bottom line is this, you've got to do more for less. So what we looked at is the overhead, and we looked at it, and we think we can do it for about a third of what traditional school district overhead costs and do it for better.
This is Robert Breese. We are speaking with John Hage, and John is the CEO and founder of Charter Schools USA. The website is?
CharterSchoolsUSA.com.
We could have guessed that. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk really about education and quality of education and how you achieve results. Back in a few.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Hage, who is the founder and CEO of Charter Schools USA. So you were talking about the economic model a little bit, you know, where you charge less and there's less in overhead. Mm-hmm. And is there any other insights you wanted to share?
Yeah, so first of all, our administrative oversight and overhead is much less, and it's more efficient, and it's built on some really great business practices on how to make sure that we scale out those services and really not burden schools with a lot of overhead. But it's also about investing in teachers. Teachers are the center point of success in a classroom. So we're really key on hiring for performance. We get some of the best teachers in the country. We had 75,000 applications last year for 1,500 new positions.
Wow.
So, you know, the idea is really ultimately investing in the classroom, investing in education, new technologies, for example, Robert. We're at the forefront of innovation and the newest technologies in the world, literally in our classrooms. We are the, we're sort of the petri dish for the new apps, the new technologies, the new investments in classroom instruction. We're doing personal learning plans for every single student. What that means is if you have a student, you'll know this, that's ever had some maybe exceptional needs, mm-hmm. they have an individual education plan. We're doing that for every student, not
really?
Just for the student.
Every single student has
every
their
single
own
student.
Plan.
That's
and
right.
I think that it's like a mass customization.
That's right, right. Mass customization. So every child is customized, yet we are creating an environment where they're getting the benefit of every student.
So is that the key to quality in education or and also the focus on teachers and on performance, or is there something else?
It's a lot of things. So it's that. It's parental involvement. It's a discipline code that's built by the student input. We actually have a process where, you know, character education. We forgot that, you know, there are things such as right and wrong. I mean, for some reason, our public schools have literally just devoid themselves of moral choices. It's, you know, somehow, you know, we went from one maybe extreme a long time ago where we told kids only one way to think to one place where now we don't give them any moral bearing. So we teach them things like, you know, honesty and integrity and the idea of citizenship and our country and patriot. These are great things, and these are things that they should understand are going to make them successful in their future. So it's about all of these things combined, creating an environment where there's an ownership in the school, there's a sense of investment, where the teachers are a part of the instructional model, and ultimately really just empowering an entire educational environment that takes a little bit from the old mm-hmm. and drives a lot of new innovation into it and gives it that right amount of structure with innovation inside of it.
If there was a message you had to CEOs in America about the school systems, what would your message be?
Well, we're seeing an amazing amount of partnerships that are now evolving where companies used to look at education and think, well, we'll give a little something to a fund. Well, you know, we have to do our charity kind of work. But
right, it was like philanthropic. Now right. You're saying it's becoming systemic.
It's systemic in its partnership model. So mm-hmm. what we'd like to see companies start to do is reach out to us, reach out to others in your community that are trying these new innovation schools and invest time into learning what you can actually do with them. Not just coming and giving them money. We don't want the money. We want the ideas. We want the partnership of ideas and internships and helping us really actually build a new model for education. So we're doing things with the leading companies in the country on ideas around technology. technology. We're doing this around teacher development, professional development. We're doing this in even the way we build our schools, the technologies we build into the new innovation platforms in the classroom.
So like what? What's up and coming?
So one of the newest things is that, you know, kids sort of turn their phones off when they come to school.
Right.
They're told, turn that thing off, you know. But there's this powerful tool that we're telling them to put away. Why aren't we actually housing that in a safe way to help them to empower these smart schools and these smart phones? And so what we're looking at is how to take the smartphone and actually integrate it into the learning environment.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah.
Wow, is that great? My daughter Molly's giving a speech on technology. She loves it. And I have to tell her this. So what would happen, let's say if you had the capacity where you could now have, let's say instead of 76 schools, which, you know, 8,500 teachers and 70,000 students, what if you could up that where you had 1 million students in charter schools? What would happen to the future of America?
We believe that ultimately the future of education looks a lot like the higher ed system in its heyday, which was when everybody had choices, right? I could go to public, private, nonprofit, for-profit, doesn't matter, and really inspire parents to have choices. So the future in my mind is that public education is going to evolve. It has to. It's working against 21st century evolutionary trends that are just unstoppable. And so the future looks like this to me, Robert, where students have lots of choices based on results, data, information that parents have that's, you know, undeniable on what's working for their kids. And then giving them opportunities to expand those opportunities. Right now, we still have a lot of states, though, that don't want charter schools. They want to slow down the growth of them. They don't want this innovation.
Why?
You know, they're protecting the status quo. There's a lot of folks that are embedded politically and are benefiting financially.
That sounds too American to me.
No, you know, but, you know, when you got a lot of adult interests that you've been, you know, these are people making a lot of money on the current system. They don't want a monopoly to be challenged.
Okay, I want to go into the partnership, ask a quick question, then we'll go into your personal side for 2 minutes. But when you're talking about partnerships with corporations, it sounds like in curriculum you have the opportunity to teach what students are not getting, which are things like leadership.
That's right.
Ethics.
That's right.
How is that? Can that be
it's inspiring. So just this week, we took one of our inner city schools where the kids are coming from some of the poorest families. 90% of the kids are on free and reduced lunches. They can't afford their lunches, so it's free and provided by the government. And we took that school and we inculcated it with a new leadership academy. The students are earning jackets with a beautiful emblem on them. They're going through a process of working with internships with businesses in the community. And these kids, I have pictures of it. I'll send some to you, Robert. You put it on your website. You'd be so inspired by seeing these young minds of these mostly African-American young men and women, little kids just inspired by the opportunity to get the chance to be successful in life. And that's all we're saying. Kids are innocents, Robert. Every kid should have an opportunity for an excellent future.
What can you say about John Hage as a person that everyone can learn from?
My vision is no better than anyone else's when you just actually put it into work. I'm humbled by the opportunity. I believe this. I never do anything I don't believe in. I never spend time on anything that I really don't see as in sort of moving the needle on my long-term mission and vision in life. And so I'm not the person who's ever going to get up and go do a job that I can't absolutely believe I'm making a difference in. So this is about as much making a difference as it is a business model in any sort and shape. I just truly believe that we're given a limited time in life, Robert, to move the needle. And I want to leave a legacy that ultimately inspires a revolution in the way public education in this country is viewed by parents and is actually delivered to students.
The future of Charter Schools USA.
I hope we'll be an international leader, not just a national leader, in bringing together partnerships, innovations, and results for students that inspire parents every day to continue to believe in us. We're just privileged to be here.
Great having you on the CEO Show, John.
Thank you, Robert. Great to meet you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.